5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
And today's been described as a moment of reckoning by Hillary Clinton, less than 24 hours until voting begins in the United States election. While the latest polls show Clinton winning, Donald Trump is visiting five states today to persuade undecided voters he's the last chance to fix the country. Yesterday, Mr. Trump lashed out at the FBI for clearing Hillary Clinton of any wrongdoing for a second time over her email server.
Right now, she is being protected by a rigged system. It's a totally rigged system. I've been saying it for a long time. You can't review 650,000 new emails in 8 days. You can't do it, folks. Hillary Clinton is guilty. She knows it. The FBI knows it. The people know it. And now it's up to the American people to deliver justice at the ballot box on November 8th.
Well, despite being saved by the bell, as the New York Post put it, Hillary Clinton pointedly declined to touch the topic of her emails in public appearances yesterday. Instead, Mrs. Clinton's message was largely positive, ahead of what she describes as a moment of reckoning.
I want to be the president for all Americans, those who vote for me and those who do not vote for me, because we have to heal this country, and that's going to take everyone.
When perhaps one of the most emotional moments on the campaign trail came from Gold Star father Kizer Khan, who joined Mrs. Clinton in New Hampshire. Mr. Khan, whose son died in Iraq in 2004, spoke at the Democratic Convention in July, staunchly opposing Mr. Trump's proposed ban on Muslim immigration. Yesterday, Mr. Khan didn't hold back.
Donald Trump, would my son, Captain Humayun Khan, have a place in your America? Would Muslims have a place in your America? Would Latinos have a place in your America? Would African American have a place in your America, Donald Trump? Would anyone who isn't like you have a place in your America, Donald Trump? Well, thankfully, Mr. Trump, this isn't your America.
For the latest, we'll cross now to Washington and our correspondent Simon Marks. Simon, hi there.
Hello, Susie.
There's been another raft of polls come out. What's it showing?
Well, still pretty good news for Hillary Clinton. I mean, the latest survey that CBS News has published suggests that she's 5 points clear of Donald Trump nationally going into Election Day, just a few hours away now. Both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, of course, barnstorming through those all-important battleground states on this final day of America's presidential election campaign. But the Clinton campaign still can't really, I think, take anything for granted. Donald Trump is determined to do what he can to energize his supporters. You heard him there arguing that this is their last chance, the last chance he says they'll ever get. He argues there'll never be another opportunity like this one for the disenfranchised, as he would define them, people who have lost their jobs, seen their opportunities exported out of the country, watched industries retrench, particularly in states like Ohio and Pennsylvania. He says this is their last chance to send a message to the political establishment establishment that they want to overturn America's political apple cart. Hillary Clinton, aided by President Obama, he's been making a speech in Michigan over the last hour on behalf of Hillary Clinton, of course. Their message is that voters now need to focus on the very clear, stark choice Democrats say that voters face between the kind of inclusive society they insist that Hillary Clinton represents and the kind of exclusionary society that they insist Donald Trump represents. And you heard Sergeant Khan's father giving voice to that in that speech. So they say this is a stark choice and the choice is obvious.
And how much of a boost, or perhaps would it be characterised as a sigh of relief, was it getting that all clear on the emails?
Well, I think a sigh of relief. I mean, it's hard to know exactly to what extent the FBI director's original bombshell announcement, in which he said he was reinvigorating the investigation into Hillary Clinton's email, it's hard to know how much that deflated Hillary Clinton's vote. Certainly, in the 3 or 4 days after the announcement was made, we saw some polling suggesting that Donald Trump was moving into a national lead. But by the end of last week, Hillary Clinton had again maintained a national lead. But certainly the Clinton team was very happy to see that cloud removed from the sky above her. She still has enormous negatives as far as many voters are concerned. Big questions about credibility and trustworthiness. And as we head through this last day of this unprecedented election campaign in the United States, you heard her there talking about the need for healing in the United States and her desire to be a president for all Americans. Honestly, regardless of the outcome of this election campaign, whoever's sitting in the White House, Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump, that task of trying to put the pieces back together that have been shattered, particularly when it comes to social harmony, relations between minority communities and Republicans, for example, the unleashing of the extremes, both on the right and the left here, who have suddenly found themselves mainstream in the political discussion. How you put all that back together again, that's going to be a very complex task for whoever is sitting behind that desk starting next January.
Thank you very much. Keeping us updated there, our US correspondent Simon Marks.
Race to savings at Menards and start updating your home today. We offer an excellent in-stock selection of home appliances that are ready to take home today, including Criterion refrigerators, freezers, dishwashers, and laundry appliances. They're built to help make your life simple. No matter how busy life gets, Criterion appliances are ready when you are. Plus, view our weekly flyer on Menards.com and race to savings on Criterion appliances. Save big.